Here he is, old mate Hooch. You've got jumbo fever, mate.
Oh, I need a doctor. I've got jumbo fever pretty bad now.
Well, you've mentioned two huge catches over the last couple of weeks, and I saw another one in the paper yesterday. Dave Carter and Sam Quinn.
He's caught two. Dave Carter, he's gone off. He caught two in 4 days, over 100 kilos. And then Anthony Wolf from Coastal Marine, he was out yesterday morning, and he caught what is the biggest one so far. It was an absolute corker at 132 kilos, I think it was.
Wow.
His young son was on the rod. He'd done an absolutely fantastic job. They angled that fish beautifully, and they got that in about an hour, maybe.
Wow.
So when that all went down, we decided, we'll take an early mark and we'll head out and have a bit of a look. So we went out, Clinton and I, and we had jumbo fever pretty bad, and we had all our big rods. And we had our 24-kilo and our 37-kilo outfits, and we had the 60-kilo outfit just there, just in case. And we broke one, but by the time what happens is, and it's a phenomenon, these fish being there, it's doing our heads in. So we were out there, and what you have to do is you get on the spot and you look for a bit of activity, and that activity is the birds and the dolphins. Anyway, so we found some activity, and it fires up, and it's just as quickly as it fires up, it zaps down again. So you've got this window of opportunity to hook a tuna while everything's fired up, like the gannets. They just go nuts on the bait, and the dolphins arrive. And what we think is happening is these big, large tuna are travelling with the dolphins.
Mm.
So when the dolphins come to the party, then you're quite excited. And even yesterday, we had a whale involved. It was unbelievable. The whale was feeding on the bait. It was spectacular.
Oh, really? What, close up?
Yeah. So what the whale come in, and it's feeding on the bait, and there at one stage, the whale, because when the birds and the dolphins feed on the bait, it balls up, and the bait tries to get away. The fish all heard it, the dolphins heard it, the tuna, up to the surface it comes. So we were there, and the whale was feeding on the bait, but then all of a sudden the whale went down a little bit deeper, because it's 45 metres is the deepest point.
Mm.
Whale turned and went vertical straight up, and then just broached the water with its mouth open. And it was a quintessential David Attenborough, you know, with bait spilling out of its mouth and it's coming out of the water.
Wow.
It's like, wow, that's pretty wild.
That is wild, yeah.
Now, we have to pay homage to Glenn Saltmarsh from Seamaster Marine. If it wasn't for him, no one would be out here chasing these tuna. Now, when he caught something out there that done him a bit of a mischief and spooled him in a short time 3 years ago, he had an inkling there was something big out there, thought it might have been a school-sized tuna or something a bit bigger. But the following year, he caught one, a 100-kilo tuna. Now, everyone thought that he caught it from the East Coast and he transported it up, but that's just ludicrous. People need to just stop and think a little bit more. Ask himself, why would anyone do that? But that fish then was an anomaly.
Yeah.
That was crazy and unheard of. But he went and did it again the following year. So now it's a bit less of an anomaly and more of a situational thing. And we're trying to work out why they're here.
So why are they here?
We don't care. Well, look, when you got jumbo fever and you're trying to work it out, there's a lull between the activity. So you're trolling along and you're thinking about this. Now, we honestly, while they're only catching them there, it's still a bit weird, and we think they were travelling with the dolphins. Now, up until yesterday, we thought that if you've got 10 pods of dolphins, the probability that only the 2 to 3 of them, and this is just thinking out loud, that 3 groups of dolphins may contain the big tuna swimming with them, because the tuna, when they get to that size, are about 9 or 10 years, I think, and they may have worked out that these dolphins have got a bit of magic in their nose that allows them to find the bait quicker.
Yeah.
So the tuna are probably thinking, you know, these dolphins are pretty cool. They're always finding food. What's going on there?
Yeah.
So that's one theory, but a fish was caught off Ulverston yesterday. 100 kilo was caught off Ulverston. They left out of Burnie and was caught just east of Ulverston, so between the Ulverston River and the Forth River. Now, this this is exciting because that says that it's not just this one particular spot off Devonport, which is just crazy that I'm calling it the tuna ground.
Yeah.
So there's more than one tuna ground, and it bodes well for the fishery because they're not just coming into that one spot in some weird meeting of currents, because we're trying to work out why the bait's there and why all the activity's there, but the bait is all along the coast, and I think it's there because the water quality. I'm always banging on about the fact that, you know, the Australian paper's not pumping fibre into the water, Tyfside's not making the water brown in Burnie. All industries have pulled their socks up, so the water quality off there yesterday was fantastic. It was clear, the clarity was insane, the microorganisms come in, the bait comes in, and then all of a sudden, the tuna are here. So it's just massively exciting and awesome.
That's very good. So are they coming from which direction are they? Well, are they coming from both? Are they coming east and west? Which way? Or
the current science is that they're probably coming around the north-northeastern corner, and whatever's in their little fishy piscatorial brains is telling them that they can either go back down around the bottom of Tasmania or cut across the top, because each year they go up into northern Western Australia and a little bit further to spawn.
Right.
So the current thinking is that they get up to the north-northeast and decide to cut across. That's the current thinking. So we think they're coming from the east and coming across from right to left.
Right. Okay, well, let's move to salmon now. Some big salmon, Forth Ulverston area.
What about I hooked up a big one and dropped it, though? We haven't talked about how stupid I was.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, we do out, tell us, yeah.
We were out there, and it's a lull between bites, and then we had a strike, and we had the, like I said, the 60-kilo outfit, which pulls an insane amount of drag, 20 kilos of drag, and the big girl went off. Now, we only put the big girl in the mix because we started off with a 5-rod spread, and I just got silly and could see a gap in our spread and kept putting lures in it. So we ended up with 7 rods, and the big 80 was in the mix.
Yeah.
And when she went off, she makes a nice noise, like this 100-plus kilo fish launched onto our lure, and you've got the what we call the clicker. Now, on the smaller rods, it makes a bit of a click, and you can tell that the line's paying out.
Mm.
But it makes a pretty cool noise. But the big 80's got cogs in it, like a massive Ferguson Traxster. This is a massive reel. And it sounded sensational. This fish took 500 metres of braid, and we had got 100 metres of top shot. So roughly 600 metres it took while Clinton was clearing the rods, and I was standing there a passenger, and we fought that fish back to the boat. But because we had fished the 60 kilo too much, and I was trying to be gentle on it, but at one stage, I got a bit excited and I tried to manhandle the fish a little too hard, and the 60-kilo gear was a little bit too much for the hook, and I straightened the hook, so we were all a bit devastated. But that's all right. Anyway, we're going to go out and have another go. Now I talk about it, I think I'm a bit sad. I might need to cut.
Yeah, all right.
I might need a hug later.
Have another crack. Maybe not this weekend, though.
Weather's a bit crappy. Should we do the tide?
Yeah, let's do that better. Thanks to our good mates at Deegan Marine. So we've got a high tide. Actually, right now it's high tide, 3.1 metres. And then there's a high at 6.50 tonight, 3.2 metres. Saturday, highs at 7.16 in the morning and 7.35 at night. And then Sunday, we got highs at 8 past 8 in the morning and 18 past 8 in the evening. But the forecast is, we got southwest is 15 to 25 knots. So not too bad today, actually, for a fish. So if you want to do a fish and you've got time today, today's the day, because tomorrow it's going to be a bit messy, a bit windy and a bit choppy and very rainy, both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This is why it's also doing our head. We've had 5 to 6 days of nearly 0 knots, and it's bright and it's flat and it's calm.
Yeah.
Now, our traditional tuna fishing weather is a bit of chop on it, a bit of southwesterly blowing, and that fires the fish up. The fact that we are catching and hooking up fish in the bright, flat, calm conditions is just unheard of. So if there is a bit of a rough, you know, it does get a little bit riffly out there and a bit of a southwester blow up, then the current thinking with tuna normally is that fires the fish up. So as long as it's not, like, over 20 knots, you can get out there. And like, people might want to know where it is. You leave the Devonport river mouth and you swing towards the east. It's in 20, what are we in? We're in 35 to 42 metres of water out off Portsrell Point. So it's not that far to travel. So if the weather got a bit nasty, you could come in no worries at all. So as long as it's under 20 knots and it's not really, you know, under 2 metres of swell, because that would be horrendous in Bass Strait, 20 knots to 2 metres. But if it's anything under that, it's still fishable. So by all means, try your hand.
All right, that's the hot spot for the big tuna. Let's go to Big Salmon, Forth and Ulverston area.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Like, not everyone can go out and you know, got a boat and punch out there. So we noticed the other day I was having a bit of a drive with the kids, and there were some people catching some really nice salmon from the shore off the Forth. Apparently they're doing the same off the breakwall in Ulverston. And these were really nice-sized salmon, you know, upwards of four kilo plus, and that's really good fun. Now, a lot of people like to eat them, but on lighter gear and on surf rods, they are good fun to catch when they're like that, 4 and 5 kilos. So if anyone wants to head out there, I would suggest blue bait, even though it's a pain in the bum to keep on the hook if you're bait fishing, but get some stuff called bait mate, which is a little funny little stringy stuff that stretches on and you can wrap around your bait. That's really, really cool. And of course, you can't go past a good old-fashioned Howco silver wobbler if you're trying to catch them on a lure. So
nice,
that's
work.
My tips for that.
All right, mate. Got to go to the news. Plug your website and facey there.
That's Team Penn's Swimmate Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
Did you happen to get a photo of that whale or the big tuna, by the way?
Yeah, got plenty of videos of the whale and the dolphins. Unbelievable. So I can post those up on the website, no worries at all. And I had a GoPro. I was wearing a GoPro, and we had a live feed going when we were hooked up to the fish, and hopefully we catch the big fish on the GoPro. It's quite a strange fight because we normally fight fish much, much deeper, and we were only in 38 metres of water, and it was crazy how the fish was on the surface and fighting a lot like a bloody marlin, actually.
Wow, that sounds fun. All right, nice work, mate. Catch you next week, and that video, I'll be having a look at that later on today, I reckon.
Righto, too easy, no worries at all.
Catch you later.
Righto, see you, mate.